got Steve's Corner. Hottest thing on the street. Bonus content is a plan. And admission is free.
G'day. Welcome to Dave's Corner, episode 9.
Was your mic just off?
What are you talking about, Whitney? No, mic's on.
And why did James have to count you in?
I said, "What episode are we up to?" This is. Hey, no.
Why don't you just start talking when the?
No, I'm going to start the corner again.
Hottest thing on the street. Bonus content is a plan, and admission is free.
G'day, welcome to Dave's Corner, episode 9.
Why can't Rosie come in?
She can come in.
Rosie, come in. Come on, she can be part of it, can't she? What is it, exclusive now or something? Or
It's Dave's Corner again, so I'm happy to have anyone who wants to come in. There's Rosie.
52s.
Rosie caught up with a recent episode. Any feedback from anyone for the corner?
No.
That's pretty quiet, isn't it?
Waiting for today.
It's quite damning, really, isn't it?
Big numbers. What's the latest numbers? What did we hear?
Up 11%,
says Ethan.
Up 11%. Yeah, but that is not. 11% of one is like.
I'll take whatever I can get at
11%
the
up.
Corner. That's good, isn't it?
Well, let's get a graph in here.
All right. Graphically. Point away.
What's your point today?
Okay, so have you watched the TV show The Newsreader on ABC?
Yes,
Rosie
has.
You love it, don't you?
Yeah, it's very.
It's very good. It's set in the 80s.
This is spot on for the Triple M demographic.
Get to the synopsis. So it's a show set in the 80s, and it's a fictional TV newsroom, but it's based around real events that happened.
Correct.
And there was Halley's Comet a few weeks ago, might remember. Halley's.
I say Halley's.
I say Halley's.
It's Halley's.
Halley's.
Yeah. Sorry to derail
Blink
you.
182, Blink 182.
Everyone says Halley's. You say
Halley's Comet. I thought it was Halley's Comet.
And how do you say broccoli?
Broccoli. Yeah. So they're doing a thing on Halley's Comet, and it reminded me of a night that it happened as a kid. So February 1986, I was 15. Me and my best mate Doug, we got on our bikes, took a trip to the cemetery because that would have been a really good place in Ballarat to view the comet that was flying over that night.
Yeah.
So I had Dad's binoculars. So Dad had some binoculars that I borrowed. To try and see the comet. And can I just say, Halley's Comet is the most underwhelming celestial event that ever occurred.
I'm glad we're talking about it. It's really, is that it?
No, that's not it.
I was on school camp.
Did you see it?
No.
No one did.
Well, what was disappointing about it?
Cloudy
and just
that's not the comet's
underwhelming.
It's not the comet's fault, it was cloudy, mate.
Cloudy and just like
underwhelming.
Star. Very underwhelming. Anyway,
did Doug think? What did Doug think?
Doug's there. He's with me. We're on our bikes. Anyway, we could smell some smoke where we're sitting watching, looking for Halley's Comet with our binoculars. Next minute, the farm next door to the cemetery, the giant shed's on fire, full of hay, and it's blazing like smoke, flames everywhere.
Wow.
Fire trucks are coming from everywhere. Smoke, fire. Me and Doug get pulled up by the fire brigade. And a citizen's arrest happened. They blamed us for lighting the fire in the hay shed next to the cemetery where we had the binoculars looking towards the hay shed.
So your alibi was we were just here looking at Halley's Comet. And they're going, what 15-year-old boys go out in the middle of the night with binoculars to watch a comet? Bullshit. You set fire to the shed,
didn't you? I swear to God, we didn't set fire. Mum and Dad actually bought the guy who was the fireman's house years later, which is a side story.
Amazing.
But
that's a whole different episode.
Episode 10?
We fanged it on the treadley. We got out of there. Nothing was ever said at school or anything else about this fire or Halley's Comet after that night.
I've heard this before on Doug's Corner.